Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's a program of music written in memory. We'll hear a variety of elegies, requiems, and memorials performed by Interlaken Arts Camp and Academy students through the years. Music in Memory is coming your way on this episode of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Composer and trombonist Raymond Premrew was still a student at the Eastman School of Music when he wrote In Memoriam, a work inspired by the tragic death of a classmate in a car accident. Here's an Interlaken Arts Academy trombone quartet performing Premrew's In Memoriam in March of 1972. Students in the Interlaken Arts Academy Trombone Choir, performing in March of 1972, a work by Raymond Premrew, called In Memoriam. And that particular performance at Interlaken that we just heard was dedicated to Emery Remington, who taught trombone at the Eastman School of Music for almost half a century, and who was also Raymond Premrew's teacher. Today on the Interlochen Collection, we're listening to music written in memory and commemoration. Following the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in November of 1963, many Interlochen students were deeply saddened. Only a year and a half earlier, musicians and dancers from the National Music Camp had performed for the president on the White House lawn. The clarinetist and composer Ronald Lopresti was also deeply moved by Kennedy's death, and in response, he wrote a work for concert band entitled Elegy for a Young American. Here's a performance of that work from August of 2005, the Interlochen Symphony Band, under the direction of Michael Kaufman.
Thank you.
music written in the memory of President John F. Kennedy. It's called Elegy for a Young American by Ronald Lopresti, performed by the Interlaken Symphony Band under the direction of Michael Kaufman in August of 2005. We should note that the performance we just heard also took place during a memorial concert in celebration of the life of esteemed band conductor Frederick Fennell. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Double bassist and composer Paul Weir taught music theory and composition at Interlaken Arts Camp. His Symphony No. 2 includes a movement dedicated to the memory of English composer Rayfon Williams. The piece, entitled In Memoriam RVW, was published separately as a standalone composition in 1972, and Paul Weir led the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in a performance of it that same year. Thank you. A piece composed in memory of Rafe Vaughan Williams. It's called In Memoriam, RVW. Music of Paul Weir, and he conducted Interlaken's World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 1972. Shortly after the devastating mass shooting at Colorado's Columbine High School in 1999, composer Frank Ticelli was commissioned to write a memorial piece on behalf of the Columbine High School band. And when the composer learned that Columbine High School didn't have an alma mater, he composed one for them. Here's Ticelli's An American Elegy for band, followed by the Columbine High School alma mater. Michael Kaufman conducts the high school symphonic band and madrigal singers at Interlaken in the summer of 2003.
Thank you.
the Columbine High School alma mater, and before that, An American Elegy. Music of Frank Ticelli, performed at Interlaken in the summer of 2003 by the high school symphonic band with the Madrigal Singers, conducted by Michael Kaufman. Frank Ticelli's publisher, Manhattan Beach Music, estimates that An American Elegy has been performed over 10,000 times since its first publication in the year 2000. This is the Interlaken Collection, and today on the program we're listening to music composed in memory. Finnish composer Eino-Juhani Rautavaara wrote the Requiem for brass band in 1953. He dedicated it to the memory of his mother, who had died while he was a teenager. Although this was his first composition for brass instruments, Rautavaara submitted it to the 1953 Thor Johnson Brass Composition Competition, where it won first prize. Here's a performance of The Requiem by Eino-Juhani Rautavaara by the Interlaken Arts Academy Brass Ensemble in April of 1980. a performance in Corson Auditorium at Interlaken Center for the Arts in April of 1980 by students in the Interlaken Arts Academy Brass Ensemble. They performed the Requiem for brass band by Eino Juhani Rautavaara. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell, and today on the program, we're listening to music composed in memory. In 1972, the American composer John Barnes Chance was commissioned to write a piece for the West Genesee New York High School Band in memory of one of their members who had died. Chance's hauntingly beautiful work, called simply Elegy, has proved to be a favorite of both school bands and professional wind ensembles. Here's the Interlaken Arts Academy Band under the direction of Frederick Fennell with Chance's Elegy in April of 1981.
Thank you.
Frederick Fennell, conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Band in April of 1981, performing the Elegy by John Barnes Chance. This is the Interlaken Collection, and next, it's music of Maurice Ravel. He wrote a suite for piano entitled Le Tombeau de Couperin during the First World War. And while the French word tombeau means a tomb or a grave, Ravel's music is far from melancholy. When he was criticized for this lack of solemnity, Ravel famously replied, "The dead are sad enough in their eternal silence." Here are selections from Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin in an arrangement for wind quintet performed by high school honors chamber musicians in the summer of 2017. A performance by high school honors chamber musicians in the summer of 2017 at Interlaken with selections from Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to our past episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer, with production support from Christine Kiprianidis. This is Interlaken Public Radio.